You swiftly follow the gentlemanly ghost down the path and weave through the headstones, focusing on his glowing translucent back. He suddenly disappears as he moves through a tree that comes from nowhere and stops you running any further. It hits you hard. You fall backwards and knock your head on a gravestone. Everything goes black. You hear the muffled sound of hysterical laughs that gradually become clear. You open your eyes to witness three ghosts, including the one you trusted, standing above you, patting each other on their backs like a goofy fraternity.
"Well, that gives a new meaning to the word headstone," one ghost remarks.
They all guffaw.
"Good one, Reginald,"
says the other ghost. You stand up, feeling a lot lighter than you remember, and stranger. You look down and see yourself standing above your mangled body. You hold up your transparent hands and look straight through them to see the agents that were chasing you run by.
"I'm dead?"
The ghosts laugh even harder.
"You really walked into that one,"
the ghost with slick hair says in hysterics, wiping his eyes. You glare at them.
"You killed me! What am I supposed to do now?"
They laugh.
"Lighten up, chap, it's just a prank."
"That killed me."
"It killed us too,"
one of his cronies remark.
"Look,"
the ghost with a noose around his neck says,
"you seem like a good sport. So let's put this behind us and hang. Your plans don't matter now. Your schedule has been wiped clean. No more responsibilities. Just let it go and have some fun."
You steam with anger and storm off. You hear the pesky ghosts taunt you.
"Hey, where are you going?"
one says.
"Or watch where you are going,"
says another. They all laugh and together sing.
"Watch out for that bang! Oh, tree!"
Their laughter grows faint. There is nothing you can do now. You can only observe and hope that Bloggo succeeds in saving his lover's life. If there's a way you can help, you'll figure it out. You haven't given up yet. You guess you should find Bloggo's friend, Abraham, and start there.